This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, prayer is making its way back into Florida public schools. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
On Monday, June 14th, at a public signing in Ball Harbor, Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that not just allows, but requires teachers in Florida schools to provide a moment of silence for students in the first period of the day. In those 1 or 2 minutes of provided silence, the students are allowed to pray. During his address, Governor DeSantis commented that our nation's founding fathers would not have agreed with how culture has been pushing God out of every institution. The bill, which goes into effect July 1, 2021, states that legislature finds that in today's hectic society, too few persons are able to experience even a moment of quiet reflection before plunging headlong into the activities of daily life. Young persons are particularly affected by the absence of an opportunity for a moment of quiet reflection. The bill also addresses the content of direction of those solemn moments. It says that students may not interfere with other students' participation. A teacher may not make suggestions as to the nature of any reflection that a student may engage in during the moment of silence. And the teacher is to encourage the parents or guardians to discuss the moment of silence with their children, and the parents or guardians make suggestions as best use of the allotted time. The bill, HB 529, was sponsored by State Rep. Randy Fine, and he commented that our children desperately need time for quiet reflection, because it is in those fleeting moments that we find our higher purpose. That's why I was so proud to sponsor HB 529. To ensure that each child gets a minute at the beginning of the school day, without a TV on or a cell phone blaring, to think about the world and their place in it. It is my hope that these small moments to become emotionally centered will have a big impact on their days and their lives. In his first letter to the Thessalonian church, the Apostle Paul encouraged them to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Take a moment of silence today and pray. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.